Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
The universe is expanding faster than scientists thought possible. An article by Catal O'Connell in Cosmos magazine in 2016, entitled Full Speed Ahead. Imagine you're driving down a hill and the car's brakes fail, sending you careering downward at an ever-increasing speed. That scenario is frightening enough, but now imagine that the car begins to accelerate even faster, seemingly defying the laws of gravity. In a similar way, scientists have discovered our universe is accelerating much faster than they thought possible. American and Australian astronomers found the distant galaxies are flying away from us about 8% more rapidly than they should be, given the starting speed of acceleration shortly after the Big Bang. A funny universe just got funnier, said Brad Tucker, an Australian National University astronomer and co-author of the work, which can be found on ARVIX, which will appear in the Astrophysical Journal. This faster-than-expected rate of expansion could mean that the universe is gearing up to tear itself apart in what some is calling the Big Rip. Astronomers have known since 1930 the universe is expanding, but in 1990, scientists made a strange discovery. The universe wasn't just drifting apart in the aftermath of the Big Bang, it was accelerating. Brian Schmidt, Adam Riess, and Paul Perlmutter, who won the 2011 Nobel Prize for that finding, named the driving force dark energy. Scientists still don't know what it is, but they do know it represents the chief ingredient of the universe, comprising of 70% of its matter-energy mix. Now, a team of astronomers led by Riess at the Johns Hopkins University have found that not only is the universe expanding, it's accelerating faster than expected. This, using Hubble Space Telescope, they clocked the speed of 18 retreating galaxies over a two-year period. They focused on specific beacons within each galaxy. 240 Cepheid stars and 300 Type 1A supernova. Since both types have a standard luminosity, it's a bit like gauging the distance of a town from the brightness of its streetlights. The astronomers also measured the speed of the star's retreat using Doppler shift, the same principle police radar scanners use to pinpoint a passing car's speed. Recent colleagues have calculated the most accurate figures so far for the known expansion rate of the universe, known as the Hubble constant. The new calculation shows the universe is expanding about 73 kilometers per second per megaparsec, 3.26 million light years, with an uncertainty of 2.4%. This means that a galaxy 1 million light years from us is rushing around from us around 2.24 kilometers per second, while a galaxy at 2 million light years distance is flying away at twice as fast, at 44.8 kilometers per second. The problem is, this speed of expansion disagrees with that predicted from the measurements using the faint glow of radiation left over from the Big Bang, called the cosmic microwave background. Previous measurements had hinted that our universe was expanding faster than predicted, but the measurements were too inaccurate to be sure. The new set of precision measurements adds more weight to the view that there is something missing from our best theory of the universe. Maybe the universe is tricking us, or our understanding of the universe isn't complete, said Alex Filipenko, an astronomer at the University of California, Berkeley, and co-author of the paper. One possibility is that dark energy, already known to be accelerating the universe, may be growing stronger. In other words, the acceleration of the universe is itself speeding up. The new results have an impact on the dark energy issue, although it's too soon to say what, says cosmologist Paul Davies at Arizona State University. Alternatively, some physicists propose a yet-to-be-discovered particle may have been present during the early expansion of the universe and altered its acceleration. One candidate for the particle is dark radiation, which is like the dark matter version of the photon. But there's another possibility that these distance measurements may not be as reliable as we think. So don't throw out your physics textbooks yet. podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.